I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. For our GeoQuiz today, we were looking for a landlocked country in West Africa. The answer is Mali. It's part of the territory of a nomadic people known as the Tuareg. The Tuareg traditionally speak Tamashek, but fewer and fewer of them are learning this ancient language, and it's now classified as endangered. But as Anna Boyko-Wyrock reports, some Tuaregs are trying to preserve the language and the culture that goes with it.
On a scorching afternoon, Mohamed Ak Bokar is finishing his shift at a gas station on the outskirts of Bamako.
Times are tough right now. You have to work to provide for your family's needs. Because we don't have our flocks anymore, you can only feed your family if you have a job.
Mohamed is a Tuareg from northern Mali. Tuaregs traditionally herd sheep and cattle in the desert. But like thousands of other Tuaregs, Mohamed came to the city after the droughts and war of the 1980s. He says things are different here.
Of course, traditions change. My children are learning a different language that is not Tamashek. At my house, we speak to the children in Tamashek, but they reply in the language of the city, Bambara. They understand everything we say, but they can't speak it.
And that worries some Tuaregs. About 3 years ago, a group called Living Cultural Story Bases began trying to preserve the Tamashek language. They're doing it through stories. This is one they recorded, called A Father and His Son. It's about a rich man who sets up a trick to find out who his son's true friends are. Osman Akabi collected the fable with the help of a team of Tuareg students. He plans to post their recordings on the internet, as well as distribute them on CDs.
Our goal is to have Tuaregs actually listen to these stories. We're trying to revive the language and teach the youth who were born in the big cities or abroad about their culture.
Osman and his team didn't record themselves reading the stories out loud. They couldn't, because these stories aren't written down.
Tuaregs don't have any documents or written stories. Our culture is an oral culture.
So Osman and his group saddled up camels and traveled into the desert to find traditional storytellers. It took them a week to get the fable about the man and his son. They hoped the stories captured the attention of young people, like 24-year-old Rama Walet Mohamed. She's a Tuareg, born in Bamako. Although French is her primary language, she speaks Tamashek too.
I learned to love the Tamashek language and the fact that I am Tamashek. When I went up north with my family in the bush, this is where our culture is. Up north, that's when I really got back to my roots.
At the gas station, Mohamed Ak Bokar works 24-hour shifts, so he's always making tea. Another Tuareg, Al-Hadar Ak Mohamed Lamine, takes his break too. Al-Hadar says he doesn't know how to read, so this is the only job he could get. He says it's vital that his children get an education, and that includes learning to speak something other than Tamashek. 24-year-old Rama Walet Mohamed says there's a price to pay for that.
Some young people are losing the language or can't understand Tamashek very well. Maybe they didn't have a chance to go up north and learn.
But she adds that young Tuaregs like her don't want to lose their culture. And that's what the group Living Cultural Story Bases is counting on. While the original stories were told around campfires in the desert, the group hopes new listeners will be able to access the same language and traditional values through their headphones. For The World, I'm Anna Boyko-Wyrock, Bamako, Mali.